It's True Garabo Live.
We've been together too long.
Thank you guys for being ready to go at a moment's notice today. I appreciate that. I was playing this the annual scramble for the Charlie Daniels Angelus weekend, although it's now not the Charlie Daniels Angelus weekend because Charlie stepped aside to take care of the 25 people who work for him. No hard feelings from anyone, of course. And they teed off at 9. Well, 9 is usually 9:15, 9:20 by the time everybody, you know, gets stragglers and whatnot. And then I got paired up with these dudes who all knew each other, and it was a nonstop ball busting from these guys. It was really unique because me and the guy I'm riding with, this older guy, Joe, we're on the outside looking in as these four buddies who hit the living hell out of the golf ball are all razzing each other. And it was very, very unique.
That's what being a bro is all about.
I guess so, yeah. So I tried to bro it up today. And I knew I was in for a fun day because one of the guys goes, hey, you like music? I go, yeah, I like music. Who doesn't like music? He goes, well, you know, sometimes you get people who they don't want to hear what music while they play. I go, oh, while you play golf? Yeah, okay. He goes, good, because we kind of like to jam out a little bit. And they're older dudes, you know what I mean? And
how old?
I would say 50s or so, a couple of them. One of them looked like he might be in his early 30s, one around my age, and then one older, like 60s or so. And so I was like, okay, music. So then, of course, they kick it on, and it's country.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good golfing music right there.
You know, if that's what you're into, that's cool. You know, and not necessarily what I'm into, but I'm open to listening to new music.
I mean, I'm not a country guy, but the weather's crisp when you're out there on the golf course.
Right,
I mean, I feel like that's what you need pumping through your veins.
What were they playing? Were they playing newer stuff, older stuff?
John, I couldn't even tell you. I don't know what it was. One thing after another. And then some newer stuff, I think some older stuff. Mix in a little bit of Foghat. And then for some reason, Nicki Minaj Anaconda came on. Followed by Eminem's That Ass, which is that one that he did.
Oh, yeah. Man, that Nicki Minaj Anaconda video, that was like a porno.
I remember.
It really was. Yeah. Old white dudes love that stuff.
I guess so. I guess so. So they were, and then another song comes on. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know what I And then some Beastie Boys, which is great. So anyway, my plan was we started at hole number 4. So if it sucked, if they sucked, and I was miserable at golf again, I was just going to play 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then go, hey, guys, listen, fun playing a few holes with you. Take it easy. But I felt like they would have been put off if I did that, and I don't want to, you know, they had me as a celebrity in this tournament. I don't want to be a dick to anybody.
Who were some of the other hard-hitting celebs that were out there?
Okay, so our boy Mike Allstott, who said to say hello. Our guy Toby Hall, who committed to coming to the toy drive this year.
What do you mean Mike Allstott said to say hello?
Mike Allstott said hello to me, and I figured he would want me to tell you guys.
He doesn't know he exists. And if the only person he does know is John, and he hates John.
He loves true. John. He said, how's that bearded freak doing?
Yeah, I mean, he did let me in his suite.
Yeah, he did.
Well, I don't know if Rich
he doesn't
just,
know.
You know.
No, he doesn't know.
Thanks, yeah. Rich. Have us back anytime.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Mike, thanks for having us in your suite to that game. He said, John wasn't there, wasn't he? Yeah. No, I don't know.
Who's Toby Hall?
What? Did you say who's Toby Hall?
Oh, he shouldn't know who Toby Hall is.
Everybody should know who Toby Hall is.
I don't know who Toby Hall is.
He's a former catcher for your Tampa Bay Devil Rays, thank you very much. Wow. Still does camps in the area. One of the nicer ball players you'll ever meet.
Hell yeah.
Is he not as famous as I think he's famous? Oh.
I mean, he played for the Rays, but, you know, it was when they weren't so good.
He's a Major League Baseball catcher, bro.
I respect that.
Yeah, he was, for sure.
Can you name me 4 current Major League catchers?
Yep. 727-579-1025, I sure can. Do you want me to do it?
No, I'm good.
Okay, because I will. I'll totally name you 4 catchers right now. Number 1, Mike Piazza.
Mm.
Number 2. Number 2, Johnny Bench.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3, Carlton Fisk in your face. Number 4, Pudge. See, catcher Ivan Pudge Rodriguez.
Oh, absolutely.
Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, who I helped with tickets at a Magic game. Very nice man, by
How
the
about
way.
Benito Santiago? Throw some his knees.
Very nice. The late, great Thurman Munson of the New York Yankees. May he rest in peace. Plane crash claimed his life. Catchers galore. I got them all over the place.
Do you think that Toby Hall is not a big enough name to show up at the toy drive, John?
Oh,
you want me to tell him to forget it? He said he was going to bring Allstott in a bunch of bikes.
I really wasn't trying to poo-poo on the legend that is Toby Hall. I just legitimately didn't know who he was. So I apologize. I look forward to meeting Toby, and moving forward, I will know who he is as a Tampa Bay Devil Ray legend. And I apologize to all those that
I offended. I think you might be right. And I mean, I might need to click back my estimation of Mr. Hall's fame for a moment. I've put him on a pedestal with like a Mike Allstott or a Charlie Belcher, one of those big, big names. But maybe I need to knock Toby down a couple of pegs. You need me to tell him, hey, look, you're like with Jay Trueblood, who used to play for the Buccaneers. You're like, Big Nasty, who I saw there today. My former seatmate at a Buccaneers game.
Is he a celebrity?
Ooh, Big Nasty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a celebrity. He's Big Nasty, bro.
Right, yep.
That's how I got to go to the game with him because Tammy from the foundation was the high bid on a Buccaneers game fan for a day with Big Nasty. That was some treat. He was not in makeup this morning.
Oh, so it was Big Nasty, Toby Hall, Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
Drew Garabo.
Uh-huh, yeah, and some country music stars that you might recognize. I wouldn't, but some Confederate Railroad dudes, some Deadliest Catches guys.
John Michael Montgomery, was he there?
Sure.
I saw what you were talking about, the concert that I believe you're emceeing tonight.
Yeah.
I was looking at the rundown, and John Michael Montgomery's going to be there. He's one of my favorites.
He probably played golf today.
Yeah, he's a...
Sure. Yeah, and the guys from Confederate Railroad play every year. The Embry Brothers dudes, they're local musicians. So, yeah, they bring in some names. Charlie Daniels, obviously, usually the biggest name that plays. But the guy, Montgomery, from Montgomery Gentry, he's going to fill those shoes quite well.
I think John Michael Montgomery's a bigger name.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, I'll buy that for a dollar. And then I got stuck out in the middle of nowhere on the golf cart.
Oh, no.
I'm on hole number 14, so I can't go back to before 10 easily, nor can I go ahead towards 18 easily. So that's when I texted you guys and said, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Fortunately, I told Joe, that my seatmate, said, hang on tight, Joe. I'm going to run us up four holes ahead to the clubhouse and leave here. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, you can now take the cart back to go play golf with the rest of those guys. But I was reminded out there today that I think the three of us, if not four, Micah, if you'd like to play, that needs to happen. I think you guys both showed a lot of natural athletic ability to swing a golf club and hit a white ball.
I go back and watch that video of me hitting that ball a couple weeks ago, lots of times a day. So, I mean, I'm ready.
Do you have yours stored, too? Do you have your swing?
No. Oh. I have to get rid of the small memories to make room for the bigger, more important memories. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That one was important to me.
Swinging and hitting a golf ball, that's an important memory.
Instead of going out on the golf course for 4 hours, why don't we just bond with the cabin vacation that's kind of in the works right now?
I guess we
can't do both. Like, yeah. That'd be too much immersion in each other's lives.
Should we cancel the fishing trip too? Because I don't want to.
Next Saturday.
I don't want too much bonding. To I don't want too much bonding.
Week from tomorrow.
Well, I do have a month's worth of vacation that I'm going to start taking soon. So I mean, you guys, come find me. I'll be all around town.
I mean, we do have a lot of bonding opportunities coming up for each other, and we're out at Universal, by the way, a week from today. For their Universal holiday magic stuff that they do. And it feels really cool at Universal around the holidays. They do a lot of decorations. And I got to see Harry Potter's land all decked out for Christmas this year. And I'll tell you, I haven't read one of the books, haven't seen one of the movies, but his castle looks cool AF.
Harry Potter land?
Well, I mean, the Wizarding World of Harry...
Why are you laughing?
Oh, that's like Harry Potter. It's like...
You got to know the lingo. I don't know. Are you Team Gryffindor? Are you Slytherin?
I think that correcting somebody on Ouch. Harry Potter nomenclature is the only way you can be right and still look like
awful.
The one who's wrong.
Right. Like, I you're telling me the right things and I'm thinking less of you. That is Team Slytherin?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well, you go to Diagon Alley, first of all.
Okay.
That's the Harry Potter world. You're in Diagon Alley.
Right.
And then you take the train that takes you to...
Yeah, the Hogwarts Express.
Yes.
I took that.
You're nailing it
so far.
Yeah,
I waited for like 45 minutes in the fast pass line to ride that both ways, yeah.
Well, you take Hogwarts Express, and then you get to school.
Why?
And you have to sit, and you put the hat on, and the hat lets you know Slytherin, or Gryffindor, or Hufflepuff.
So the hat tells you you're in one of three houses.
Yeah, I think there's another class, too, or house that's like a bunch of misfits.
Watch me show off my knowledge here. Can the hat also tell you if you're a muggle? If you were to put on the hat, that's someone who doesn't know magic, right?
Well, no, a muggle would mean that your parents are not half wizard.
Come on,
or
really?
Any part wizard.
Are you being serious? That's what Harry Potter is. Like, you could be part wizard.
Yeah,
and that's what people are into.
I mean, seriously, it's almost like zombie dragons. I mean, it's
very funny.
He took a huge shot at Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, that's his thing, though.
I find them to be both very similar.
That's why the people like him.
I was like you once.
I mean, I find them to be very similar.
I was like you once with the zombie dragons. Before there were even zombie dragons, when they were regular dragons, I said, I'm not watching this stupid dragon show.
But you were enlightened.
I saw the light, John. I don't know what made me see the light. I think I credit it to a very graphic an accurately portrayed rape scene that Gio and Seth acted out in front of me, where I said, you know what?
Oh, damn.
If it was that emotionally raw, I really... They represented it in such a fantastic way.
Who got... Did I get abused? I didn't do them.
I think you were Sansa, yeah.
Okay, because I mean, can't...
No,
I can't.
Spoiler alert.
Do I need to make it to that part before I can fully enjoy the show?
I'll tell you what happened at that part, John. I was on the treadmill. It became my treadmill show, so I'd watch an episode every day when I ran for like 45 minutes an hour. And then I saw that scene, and I came inside, and I'm pouring sweat, but my face was completely white, and I was almost crying. And Xander goes, what is wrong? Do you need to go to the hospital? And I said, no, I just saw the most messed up thing on Game of Thrones. It affected me. That this show will get you. I am telling you.
That's the thing, is like you saying that. In the first place, I would have to relate or connect with a character, and how do I connect with these medieval, unrealistic people?
Because they're people. Because some of them are, they have flaws, just like everybody. And there's Tyrion, and there's the Kingslayer, and there's Cersei. There are such great characters with depth of range and emotion.
What shows do people talk about, like Game of Thrones, where they speak so passionately about it, and they tell you, and you know it's going to go down, I'm sorry The Sopranos, sorry to The Wire, it's going to go down as the greatest HBO show of all time with the biggest ratings.
Wow.
I'm not...
I sounded like Trump for a second with the ratings.
Biggest ratings.
Huge ever.
The show is huge. You're an idiot if you don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that... Yeah. You know, if you like to, you know, base your things on, you know, what the man wants you to think... You know, ratings,
Seth,
success.
You know my favorite part of Game of Thrones? The wall. Love the wall. I would be one of those guys who stands at the wall.
I actually thought I was really, really going to get into it. After the little boy saw the incest and was almost killed,
yeah.
I'm like, this show is for me.
Right.
And then there's just so much damn talking and just nothingness. Like, just talking in an accent I can barely understand and about things I don't understand.
In season two, they all try to become professional wrestlers, John. I think that's like a good angle that we thought you'd be into. We don't want to spoil it, though.
Hey, Sarah, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live. How you doing, Sarah?
Huh? Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Appreciate you asking. You having a happy Friday so far?
So far, yeah.
You know, speaking of Friday, Pee Wee Herman tweeted out something about Friday being today's secret word. Do you think we would pull off, like, Friday being the secret word, and if someone calls and says Friday from here until the end of the show, we'd all scream real loud like you did on Pee Wee's Playhouse on Saturday mornings? Or do you think that would be a stupid waste of time?
I mean, I like that.
I
but,
like it.
You know.
I'm into it.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather just chant it.
So right. All right. Sorry to interject, Sarah. What's going on?
Actually, I was just calling to say the fourth house is Ravenclaw.
Oh, God.
Oh,
for Harry Potter.
That's
you're right, John. You can have accurate information and call up and still sound like an absolute tool. Mm-hmm. No offense.
Hey.
No, I'm sure you're a nice lady.
This is the one-upper of the Harry Potter world. Let's do this all show where somebody calls and says that she's wrong.
Actually, the Ravenclaw was originally called the Dog's Breath House. So I take it you're a Potterhead?
Actually, I'm reading the books to my children. Oh. So every night I read them from the books, and we're on book three right now.
Good for you. How old are your children? 22 and 29.
9, 7, and 3.
Oh my God. So it's like a family reading thing. You sit them all down and you read from J.K. Rowling.
Yes, every night for about 30 to 45 minutes.
That's solid motherhood right there. Give it up. Give it up.
Thanks.
Give it up. Look at you. Well, keep doing that. If books open up your mind in a way that nothing else does, I think by at least 30% of the reason I'm able to do this job is because I read a lot as a little kid. So thank you for promoting literacy in this illiterate world in which we live.
Thanks. I love to read, and I wanted to pass it on to my children, especially my oldest. He has autism, so he has a lot of self-doubt about reading, especially out loud. So reading to him gets him really confident because he hears me make mistakes, and I tell him it's okay to make mistakes, especially when you're reading. That's how you learn, and he finally loves to read, and we'll catch him hiding in a little corner just reading away.
Oh, that's good. Man, I thought that was going to go someplace really weird.
How weird?
Well, you know, you find a kid in the corner.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I can tell you what I did when I was hiding in the corner.
I know. Like, if my parents found me in the corner, I wouldn't be reading. If you know.
Well, he likes to be left alone a lot, so.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing that part of your life with us, and I hope you have a great weekend, all right?
You too. I love the show.
Thank you. We love you.
Is it reading if you're holding up the book, but you're kind of just freestyling? You don't like the words that are on the book's pages, so you make up your own story, but you're still old. What is that? It's storytelling.
I mean, it's kind of like Mad Libs. You're like taking the framework of the story and you're just reworking it yourself.
Well, I just feel like I look at the book and go, this book's stupid. I could write a better story. And then I just kind of take, you know, the main characters, Mark the Shark, and I do my own thing.
Yeah, you need some new books, man. You need to get the Bernstein Bears. Yeah, you know, give them Bruce a muffin. Yeah. You know,
little
you need
Paddington.
To get some of the classics.
Yeah, yeah. Encyclopedia Brown, so you can learn how to solve mysteries. That was very key to my growing
up. Mrs. Piggly Wiggly.
I don't know who she is. She was grocery store.
Amelia Bedelia.
She was. You know Amelia Bedelia.
Oh hell yeah, she was the best.
What about Henry Huggins, Ramona, and Beezus? You remember them?
No.
Oh. Now, it was way before your time, Micah Rotunda. There's no way you remember Ramona Quimby.
I think I do.
Amelia Bedelia was the one who didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Like she'd be like, "Hey Amelia, go pitch this tent," and then she would throw the tent.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would be funny.
Dumb. Yeah.
And he'd ever laugh at her. Like, stupid lady,
idiot Amelia Bedelia. That's why I read it.
That's back when bullying was cool.
Amelia Bedelia, the idiot lady. Yeah. I'm like, oh, let's see what this dummy's up to now. We would hate read it. I just saw, speaking of kids' books, that Judy Blume, they're making their first movie out of a Judy Blume book. They've never made a movie out of one, and it kind of made me sad a little bit. Like, I wanted those to remain just in written form. Does that make sense? And of all the ones that they choose to make a movie out of, they chose Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. You know what that one taught you? Because all of her books would teach you something about adolescence. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret taught you about the at the end of the sentence. At the end of the sentence.
I mean,
when you finish a sentence, you
need to learn it at some point.
You do, but to write a whole book about it, for crying out loud, give me something.
Not a bad idea.
Ugh. Monthly Blood, John.
Oh, did he not know?
Oh.
John's catching it.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I thought this was a children's book.
It is. Well, it's an adolescence book. It
teaches you about yourself.
Yeah, these books were designed for 12 to 15-year-olds or 11 to 15-year-olds.
Did you learn about yourself in a Judy Blume book, Micah?
No, but there are children in the world who don't have parents who educate them on stuff. So if they get a book brought to school that teaches them about this, then they're good to go.
That was way less interesting than the one I think I've told you about this one. Then again, maybe I won't, which is about voyeurism and masturbation. That was a much better one designed for boys.
Hot.
That's real?
Then again, maybe I won't. The kid was spying on his neighbor with binoculars that he had in his closet, and he was whooping off while he was doing it, and then he felt so much shame, he tried to overcome it, no pun intended, and he did, and the last line of the book, he's like, maybe I'll go get those binoculars. Oh, then again, maybe I won't. Hello, Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
This is David Cruz from Tampa, and I want all the smoke with Drew. I'm trying to spit a 4-bar. What's good?
Okay, now hold on 1 second. Guys, if he wants the smoke with me, does that mean he wants heat with me?
Yeah, he's ready to drop bars on your ass, is what he's saying.
I'm ready to drop bars on that ass. Let's get it, baby.
Oh, no. I don't want any bars dropped on my ass.
I don't think you have a choice at this point.
So I have to involuntarily just lay there and take these bars that he's going to drop on my ass.
If you want that smoke.
Let's get it.
I don't want. What if I don't want the smoke? I have to take the smoke just because he wants to bring the smoke to me?
I mean... I think
take that smoke, Drew. Take that smoke.
All right, I guess, David Cruz, you better bring that smoke.
From Tampa.
Let's get it.
From Tampa.
E to the A to the V to the ID. And I don't even rap for fame. It's my hobby. Now the buzz is setting in like I'm Robbie. Big dreams on the beach up in Maui. Love the sunny days or the rainy nights. What I live for, but not to pay the price. Fake Drews everywhere, we got all types. Enough is worth just for the limelight. The rags to riches, coping with the baddest. Chickens keep to myself, so I stash my vision. Respect a brother, so you ask permission. Love how Drew thinks he hard till his ass is missing. Burn a L for the outfit. Then salute to all the brothers making dead presidents just for selling it. On they grind hard, even in their backyard. Focus on their cash till they find God. Room filled with reflection of faces, but the realists choke you out with the threat of their laces. And you can't stop me, Drew, you can't stop me. Shout out to Tampa, Washington Heights, cruising. Let's get it.
All right, let's get it. David Cruz and the what crew? Washington Heights crew?
You Washington Heights for life!
Well, you cruise to lose, you choose smoke with me, you must be drinking brews. Here's the Hill Street Blues on a Tuesday afternoon. No, it is Friday. How soon is now was a song by the Smiths. You and Washington Heights crew getting them stiffs, cause you know you be selling that Coca-Cola while Drugal Robber on the mic, the rock and roller. Never claim to be hard, I'm quite flaccid. In the middle of the lake called Placid. I call peace like the Middle East. I'm a strip like Gava. I got that yeast. You got the bread? Let's make
ahead,
a pizza.
Go ahead, Drew.
David Cruz. I want to meet ya. Go.
Let's get it in. Here's the beginning to this. And I'm killing it. You know me, I'm on the track. I'ma slow down, I'ma bring it right back. Understand me? You wanna get it? We do it handily, properly. Get it massage, you don't stop me. I'm cocky, but so true, let's get it poppin'. Watchers and hype, you know you ain't never stopping. No kid like me, what's good, son? Let's get it fightin'. Let's do it nightly. I'm chillin' with my brother, smoking nightly.
I like that. I don't want that smoke. I don't want that smoke. You dropped the bars right on my ass. David Cruz, hang on, man.
Drew, we ain't here. Thank you for the limelight.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Hold on one second. Give them something from the Washington Heights crew deserves something from the prize stash today. That was exceptional.
Brought the smoke.
That's a lot of fun. He brought the smoke and dropped bars on my ass.
We should get them to rap with Toby Hall at the toy drive. I think that'd be
Hall rap now?
Why not?
But he's not. He's not like he hasn't segued his into a rap career.
No, he's just a former catcher for. He does some camps for kids, you know, who want to be catchers and baseball players and whatnot. We promote his camps.
Just trying to figure this guy out.
I mean, there's nothing to really figure out. He's a super nice guy.
Well, I mean, Seth said he was a rapper, so I just assumed that
just
he was telling
we
the truth.
No, I just figured we could do something fun with him. I know. I want to make it fun for you.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'll tell him to take his bike donation and shove it where the sun don't shine.
Just tell him to drop the bikes.
No, I want to meet him. I want to know him.
Listen, we have time during the toy drive to talk to every single person who was breathing that day. So whether you played baseball or whether you just need to pick something up off Layway that's been there for the last 6 months, we'll put you on the show.
I'm going to make a big ask tonight because every year Mark Wilson from Fox 13 and his lovely wife go to this dinner that Charlie Belcher and I are going to auctioneer. And he's a big-time power player in town. I'm going to make the ask tonight to see if he'll come out to the toy drive and sit in with us. That's a big name, right? You don't think he'll do it?
Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, big name. But I say you go through Belcher.
To get Mark Wilson?
Because Belcher's coming out. And Belcher says, hey, Mark, I'm coming out. You come out there with me. Make it comfortable.
Well, I will tell you, we've tried to get Mark on the air a few times and failed. And then the one time we got him, I went right through Twitter and he hit me back and he came on the show with us. I've tried to go through official channels, tried to go through Belcher. We were stonewalled.
He never came in studio when John was here with
no. Yeah, no, he did.
Mark was
he
in
did.
Here.
They all came in here and then the one famous one was on the phone.
They were all, yeah, it was a Pat the one famous yeah, one. Yeah. Patrick?
And they were,
Patrick
they
was
were,
on the phone.
They were promoting a. Their band
John,
was doing a show.
Mark, and Paul were in promoting the Wilson van.
Yeah.
But Mark was in the studio
I think
with
Mark
us.
Yeah. Was here.
No,
yeah,
he was
yeah,
here.
He
they
was
were
here.
So great. Are they were so nice. Positive. 100%.
100% certain.
110% certain.
Okay. Not calling anybody a liar.
I'm 62%
no,
certain.
No, I'm 100. Because I was early
I'm
on the 42%. Show.
42%.
And I remember thinking how nice they all were to me.
They're great. The Wilson family, they're incredible people. So, I'd like to book him for the toy drive if they can make it.
Okay.
If that's all right with you guys, if that's a big enough name.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm good with it. Like I said, we'll talk to anybody. We'll talk to the smoking Santa. I don't care.
Smoking Asian Santa.
Santa Claus felt up Tara last night. Mrs. Santa Claus felt up Micah's friend Tara. Did you leave your credit card at the bar and then lose your car? Not to rhyme.
Well, how much? I mean, I know that I poured you one shot of tequila. How many did you have?
John, I spent $10. Mm. So that means very little.
I'm just trying to paint the picture here.
Okay. Here's what happened. First of all, it was Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
Santa ditched Tara as she went to take a picture. Mm. So Mrs. Claus, you know, she put her hands on the side. She got on the bum area. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Very close, intimate picture.
Sure.
Then I was the last shift.
Oh, closing shift.
Yeah, I was the closer, right?
Right.
I will tell you, I worked past my time.
Oh.
So it was like 10:30.
Okay.
I was in the zone.
Thank you.
Well, if you guys recall,
thank you.
I'll be here till
you're
six.
Everything I would want to be.
Sing it.
And I can fly higher than an eagle.
Micah, you know what you are? Mm.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Couldn't do it without you guys.
Closing the bar down.
I got in the zone. I was mixing drinks, and then I was like, oh, man, it's 10:30. Then I started talking, because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. And before I know it, I'm outside. Then I realize, hey, my car is a couple blocks away. Mm. It's Ybor. It's 11:30. I have a bad track record of, you know, losing my car after events.
So what'd you do? Did you find a big strapping man to help you find your car? Who helped you find your car?
The real MVP is Phoebe, because she drove me to my car, which was across the street from the Scientology church. Didn't want to be like wandering by myself in the streets.
You kept her from her child and husband at home.
She offered.
Well, I did get the text, you know, 10:44 that she was going to help Micah look for a car, which is it's standard protocol when you're with Micah that you're gonna have to help her.
Daddy, where's mommy?
Oh, she's helping Aunt Micah find her car again.
Why did Aunt Micah lose her car again, Daddy? I want mommy to be here.
Well, the long story short, Micah is, she short circuits when she parks, and she's thinking about the men and the dongs galore that lie ahead in the bar, and she's not thinking about where she actually parked her car.
Okay, but I want mommy home, Daddy.
I know, well, she can't. You know, mommy's being a helpful Uber right now for Aunt Micah.
Oh,
Daddy. Yeah.
Do you miss mommy's feet? You miss mama's feet, Daddy.
I didn't even know you were speaking in full sentences. We counted that you know 11 words so far.
I see you doing weird things with
mama's
feet.
No, you don't. You're in bed.
Daddy.
You don't see anything.
You think I'm in bed, Daddy.
No, she rubs me with her feet. Big deal. Hands, feet. They're all the same.
She rubs him on his back. And it makes me feel all weird.
You're in bed sleeping.
I wish I was. You never sleep again.
Okay.
Daddy's a sick
no, he's not. Daddy is just daddy's creaky at the end of the day. He's all jammed up from life.
Creaky?
I'm creaky.
What does that mean?
It means I get loosened up with a back massage where she doesn't use her hands because they're not as strong as her feet.
Wow.
What?
You gotta start embracing this foot thing,
dude,
man.
Dude, I'm out in the open telling you that I get rubbed with the feet, but I don't get pleasure down there. Yeah.
All right, we got to step aside. We come back. Bad news if you're a customer watching your pornography at Starbucks.